The charge that looking at gender in the past is somehow politically correct gets raised a lot. That accusation suggests that there's an unnecessary quality to research on gender. And there are two different ways that we can respond to this. The first of these is the response from the negative end, which is that if we don't explicitly ask questions about gender in the past, then we implicitly do. All of our explanations about archaeology are concerned with gender. It's just that in some of them, there's only one gender. And that gender, even when it's not marked, is male. If we don't actually ask questions about gender in the past, then our pasts are all populated by males, or maybe by neuters, but not by people. Gendered archaeology is actually better archaeology because it's making very conscious the assumptions we have. Better explanations are the ones where we are conscious about the assumptions we're making. Then there's the more positive argument. Once you start asking questions about gender, you come up with better explanations that are more like real human life. In the 1960s, in the New Archaeology, the argument was that archaeology was a science, and that science said that better explanations were the ones that used fewer factors to explain more. You reduce everything by throwing away particulars that you can't explain and get a few major explanations. There's a completely other way of thinking about better scientific explanations, and that is that better scientific explanations are those that come closer to what's called empirical adequacy, meaning they look like the things they're meant to explain. Instead of making reductive explanations where everything's explained by a few very general factors, you make explanations that are more complex. One of the major ways we make our explanations of the past in Mesoamerica more complex is by assuming that there were different kinds of people in the past. In asking the gender question, what kinds of people in the past were there? What were men like? What were women like? What does it mean to ask the question? Automatically moves you to better, more complex, more empirically adequate descriptions of the way things used to be. And so my other response to the politically correct charge is that if this is politically correct, it is also scientifically correct because we're doing a better job at what we're trying to do, understand the past.